The Hideous Creature Show.
Hey, Hideous Creature Show, this is Jenny, and I'm not calling you a message about when I got hurt or I drank a glass full of glass, but I am calling to tell you that it's Shamrock Run, and I don't see June anywhere around. I do not know where June is at. But I do know that I just met my first Hideous Creature Show fan named Tilly, and we are BFFs, and it must be nice to not have the rest of the team here. Go now, where do we go? Oh, where do we go? Oh, with the Shamrock as one on y'all.
To you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2282, aka the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internet. What's the date? The date is March 20th, 2010. My name is June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Pat.
And this is the Hideous Creature Show. Thanks for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. So we're just looking over Busted.
Have you guys seen Busted around in Portland?
It's a magazine that's out that just has mugshots from people that are arrested
and it's
that
awesome.
Week. Yeah, it's great. There's some lookers in there, too. We found a girl, Marcus.
Yeah. She is definitely...
Yeah, she's a looker. She's a good one.
I don't think we can say her name, can we?
No, I don't want to say her name. I think she might be a special person that got a hold of a car.
I think she might be a special person.
She was using unauthorized use of a vehicle.
Yes, she was.
But yeah, if you haven't checked out Busted, it's free. Or no, it's a dollar.
Yeah.
It's a dollar. And it's just a little like Willamette Week style paper, just full of mugshots.
Yeah. All of that dollar goes to charity.
Yeah.
It goes. Some possessed marijuana, some DUI, some theft.
There's
So one guy had a prostitution, and we were wondering if he was the prostitute or if he was a pimp.
And he his eyes are crossed, right?
Yeah. I don't think that they... I mean, do you think that they would put the word pimp? No. They would probably just put prostitution.
Well, one of them said deliver cocaine.
Deliver like, that's cocaine. What he
did. Delivery. Deliver cocaine.
One of them just said fucker.
Wow, this lady's old. Theft.
I think she was the hot. She needed to be in the beauty and the... versus the beast part.
But it's worth every dollar that
it is, you know,
false info to police
point one, all 100 cents.
A lot of them are just failed to appear, you know,
right? But you know that they do a Beauty and the Beast and they do like, but it's just it's
creepy
curious to
people.
See like the crimes that they do and you're going, what the fuck is what criminal mischief?
Like yeah, like some people's faces fit the you see them and you're like, oh, that guy's total right. DUI. But other people, it doesn't really. Like, yeah, this guy possessed marijuana. You betcha.
Horn dog. You old horn dog.
A lot of them are theft.
What did they? Well, you know, it's hard times right now. People got to get their
this
their
chick
goods.
Looks like she's making fun of the busted.
You
she's
can't
like,
live.
Mm-hmm.
You can't live right now without one of those high-def TVs.
Yeah, what are you going to do if you don't have your Haagen-Dazs?
Apparently there's a website, too. I wonder if they just have all... It's called BustedPaper.com. I wonder if they... If you can go on there and just view all the web shots.
See, I need it in paper form. I need it to go to the bathroom with me.
Oh
if,
my
if
god!
If I have to.
Look at this lady for assault. She doesn't look like she could hurt a fly. She looks like a librarian.
Little angel. She's an angel. Ooh, and Patrick got a new phone. So we fucked up the show last week and lost a bunch of stuff. So we're just gonna kind of pick up and. Where we left off, and that was with a movie madness that now we all know, so whatever. And then we've got some more getting hurt stories. We've got...
I bet these people in Busted had to have some good getting hurt stories.
I'd love to go down there and interview those fucks. Jenny went to the Shamrock.
Where were you, June?
I was hiding in bed.
Why?
June wasn't feeling very good.
Yeah, I got the cold. I didn't want to go out, and I was just felt really antisocial and all that shit. But anyway, so the intro to the show was actually Jenny calling me on Sunday.
I'm so proud.
And but you met your first. You met.
I met a fan. And the cool thing was, we're just standing outside. If anybody's ever gone to the Slammer, which is where everybody meets for the Shamrockers run, we're all just hanging outside. They have big picnic tables outside, and everybody's so nice. Like, it was a blast.
Yeah, everybody's super
nice.
It was
really fun. And Karen and I were making fun of June because he was a pussy and he didn't come to the Shamrock Run. We didn't know that he was sick. He just had turned his phone off, and we were just like, ooh, must be nice to be June. You know?
I was having Whamburger after Whamburger, and I had some...
And, you know, our friends Pete and...
A bunch of people.
Others were there. All the Shamrockers that were also like, what the fuck, where's June? And so...
Maybe we should go into anybody that doesn't know. Shamrock is a marathon downtown. It's the Shamrock Run. But our friends, we all dress up like, you know, rockers, and we go and fake run the race and then just run over to the Slammer and drink beer all day and get wasted. And that was the last thing I fucking needed when I felt like shit. So
yeah.
I took the year off.
There was some good costumes. I didn't dress up. I just gotten back into town and went immediately there pretty much from coming back from visiting my boyfriend's family. But I turned to Karen and I said something along the lines of, like, June is such a fucking pussy or something. And this girl was like, oh, you're the girl from the Hideous Creatures show.
Yay.
And, like, that's what cued her in. I don't know if she recognized my voice or just the fact that I said
June is a pussy.
Something about June being a pussy. But it was awesome. And if you're listening, Kelly, you're my very first fan. And so I was very excited, obviously, in the intro. You could hear that. And the Guns N' Roses was blasting outside of the Slammer. Like, they blast all the music.
You got to hear
music.
Jenny's pipes.
So, yeah, I made up my own lyrics.
Sweet.
About...
That's awesome, about, though.
It was really fun.
Thanks for listening,
time.
Kelly.
Yeah, it was so cool.
Kelly's this week's super fan.
So I was like, I have a fan and you don't, June.
I know.
But she's a fan of the show in general, so...
Thank
but I'm
going to
claim her as my own.
Yeah.
So, what was the show? I mean, how many people were there?
At the
Slammer?
Well, I showed up a little bit later, so there
what
may
time
have
did
been
you get
more
there?
People. Let's see. Probably like around 5.
Oh, okay. So probably it probably thinned out by then.
Yeah.
All those drunk
Everybody was drunk. I had to do some serious catch up.
You sound like
catch up drinking.
You sounded like you caught the fuck
up.
Oh,
I caught up. I caught up for sure. But there were still people dressed up and people looked awesome.
You know what's crazy is that, I mean, I've done it. Excuse me. Oh, I've done it a bunch of times and I've never, it's never rained. The weather's always been kind of nice.
It was nice. Like, we were all outside.
Hanging outside.
Hoodies
right?
on or whatever.
Was
but, yeah.
Was the Shamrock car there, that big white piece of shit Impala?
I don't know if it was earlier, because I got there late, but...
No, it's probably gone now. They probably threw it away.
But
It's in the Willamette right now.
Yeah, maybe.
And I heard Pete's Dick made a show.
Pete's Dick made several shows, actually. Yeah. Every time I turned around, Pete's Dick was coming out.
Well, there's a funny story.
Coming out of his pants.
Pete, he's not an exhibitionist or anything, but Pete likes to get naked. And
and he was wearing these, like, not like MC Hammer pants. They were just like, it was just like this weird Dayglow jogging suit with an elastic waist. So it was real easy access for him to just whip out the junk. It was just like, here it is.
Here's a little Pete.
I got some really good pictures on my phone of people's butts. And
nice. Pete used to do this thing called, he had a pseudonym called, he was the Night Streaker. And every once in a while,
Pete.
He'd get drunk and just streak a bar. And
wow, so not just like somebody's party, like an actual establishment.
He did, he's done everywhere. Everywhere that I've been drinking. And all of a sudden, Pete just disappears. And he goes out, and for some reason, he always goes to his secret little spot. I'm not going to tell where it is. Because if somebody hears this and they find out, like, his secret hiding spot for his clothes, they might steal
them. They'll take
them. So he goes outside, puts his clothes away and hides them, and then he just runs through the bar yelling, Night Streaker!
That's awesome.
And then he goes and puts his clothes back on and just comes back in and pretends it didn't happen.
Has he ever been?
Yeah, go ahead.
Has he ever been recognized?
Oh yeah, he did the E Room once.
Oh my God! Come on, that's a red flag right there, Pete.
He doesn't care.
So did he get thrown out?
No.
He's famous.
People that don't know that E Room is a lesbian bar.
So they were
oh, on Division?
Shit. They don't care. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. On Division, yeah.
So he goes in there and he does his Night Streaker running through the fucking place, waving his hands, waka waka. And then he comes back out and he's putting his clothes back on, and some woman had come out and she's like, "Don't put your clothes back on. You didn't do the karaoke room." She's like,
"There's more parts
There's
of the bar.
More parts of the bar. You missed Night Streaker." And he goes, "Night Streaker's retired."
That's awesome.
And he'd retire the Night Streaker for a little while, and then all of a sudden, Night Streaker! Boom, naked Pete running through
with his
junk flippity flapping all over the place.
Yeah, I saw Pete's junk quite a bit. I'm very familiar with it now. And all the.
Well, we had to ask, how's Pete's cock?
How is
I mean,
it?
I look at cock and I'm
these
like.
These guys actually asked. And I will tell you I will tell you, maybe this is too much information, but Pete was really drunk and he was talking about, like, "Well, if I didn't have such a small dick, blah, blah, blah." And Karen and I were like, "Honestly, Pete, it's fine with us. We're okay with it." It was okay.
I don't think he listens to the show at all, but I'm going to text him after this and say, "Well, we had a whole."
Yeah, about your dick.
A whole episode.
Yeah, it's free advertising.
Yeah, and then he was like, "Aw, you guys." And he was happy that we were talking about his dick.
Pete,
but it was like constantly
biz.
There, you know? Every right. time I turned around.
Did he just pull him down like to his ankles and like walk around?
No. He would just, you know.
He would just stretch him down.
But the best thing about Pete's outfit, like I said, he was wearing like a Dayglow. Well, it was black, like that, like running, running suit material.
Suit.
Yeah, like a windbreaker.
Right.
But it had like hot pink and green like slashes on or like spots on
oh,
it.
Oh yeah!
And then he got in the pants, and then like 2 years later, he had found the jacket, completely matching jacket in two different places.
Oh, that's
so
right.
He
okay.
had like completed the outfit. He
right.
was very
so he
proud
had,
of it.
He bought the pants 2 years before.
Yeah.
And then he found a matching top for
yeah.
it.
Collect them
See,
all.
He does that kind of shit.
And he was really stoked about it. I mean, yeah. So it was like a full-on running suit. Made in heaven.
I still get magazines that because Pete used to live here at the zoo. And one of the magazines that just came was Guns and Garden.
There's not a magazine.
I
Guns
swear
and
to
Garden.
God. It's in the. It's. I'll bring it up. I'll show you on Fake Break. It's called
okay.
Guns and Garden. Gardening.
That's how you
and it's
you
nice
plant the seeds. You shoot a hole into the earth and it creates a pocket and then you drop the seed in.
Pete, we salute you.
And then yeah, you shoot the machine gun and then then your children run through and la di do di do and they spread seeds.
Speaking of freaks, I had a did I show you when we were working together the post-apocalyptic warrior?
No.
Okay. So I don't know if any and maybe Portlanders will recognize this dude, but he drives around on this motorcycle and he's got a fucking huge samurai sword on the back of it and he's wearing like
it's
body
like on
armor
his, on his back like strapped
I think
to him
it's, no I think it's on the back of
it's on the,
bike it's on the bike
okay.
we have ridden by him
okay so
and
you
I
know who I'm
him,
talking
yeah.
about mm-hmm. So we dubbed him the post-apocalyptic warrior and he totally looks like you know the end is near
so what
of
kind
dude.
Of body armor like chainmail
well kind of it's like it's bits and pieces of stuff but he wears a samurai helmet instead of a regular DOT helmet
uh-huh.
And I always
and
see him.
It's not like a katana. It's one of those extra, extra long
no,
samurai
No, it's the
swords.
Super long
yeah.
samurai sword.
Okay, I don't think I've ever seen him.
Okay, but now you might. And I, yeah. got, I got a good look at the dude because I think that it might be Rocker. Is this one dude that used to live in Portland that we used to hang out with, and he kind of wore a little bit of armor. And I'm wondering if it's the same dude.
Who?
This is years and years and years ago. I forgot the guy's name.
Was he the villain in Commando?
Yeah, that's right. He was. He kind of looked like. No, he didn't look like.
He didn't
that
have
guy.
The mustache, probably.
No, he was a cool guy, but I keep thinking, man, is that motherfucker? I think his name's Scott.
Scott the Warrior.
Scott the Warrior. Yeah. Do you remember Scott the Warrior?
I came on the tail end of Scott the Warrior.
I think he left to join the military because he wanted to kill people.
Karen, yeah, Karen would know.
What else for a warrior to do?
Yeah.
I got an idea, and I need to do it. I'm
well,
go
when you
get
were talking before we started recording, that's who I. That's what I thought of was Scott the Warrior, but I never, I didn't really know him. I met him a few times, but Karen would know.
Okay, here's this is what I want to do. If anybody sees the post-apocalyptic warrior, call and leave a message of where you've
just
seen
yell,
him.
Scott!
And I'm going to make a map of Portland, and we're going to map annually where he's been. And
I got the thumbtacks ready now.
I love the thumbtacks.
503-928-7751. Leave a message, because I want to figure out where this dude, what his trail is. Because if we get enough information, we'll eventually see.
This is like an episode of Numbers.
It's a nine.
Nine.
That's no in German, buddy. So another thing I want to do, and this is kind of far-fetched, and I don't even know if it's possible, but I want to get a polygraph.
Fuck yeah. And I'm so on board with this.
I want to get a polygraph for us and do a real lie
I've
detector.
always wanted to take a polygraph. Like, not because I killed somebody and I need to prove my innocence, but because
it all comes out finally.
Yeah,
Kayla's like,
finally,
yeah, I had 8 babies and I threw them in 8 different toilets and I eat baby toilets too.
I hit someone with my car once and drove off.
I really want to we could even just ask, you know, questions that I will purposely try to lie about and see. I just want to know if it works.
But if anybody knows
polygrapher.
I wonder if I could build one.
I'm pretty sure you could.
Do it. All you need is like a couple of safety pins, a rubber band, and some paper.
Tape to put on some pens so you get that little across the paper.
Exactly. Seriously, if anybody knows.
Reeked of high grade formica, plastic palm trees.
We didn't do a movie match. I hit it immaturely.
Prematurely. Seriously, if anybody knows, I'm serious.
Yeah, I want to do it. I want to do it for sure.
I want to take a polygraph so bad.
I do too. I want to be hooked up to it.
I want to be hooked
up.
I
wonder if there's a fetish.
Polygraph fetish.
Oh.
That'd be
good. I mean, you're strapped in. People like to be strapped down.
It's like a bondage thing.
And people like to lie.
Do you like being strapped in? Oh, you're lying.
No, you're so lying.
You're
and then
totally
you get punished.
Lying. Then you get the deep dicking. Here's a movie madness. It's the same one that we did last week. I figured that, you know, there was no closure on it, so we'll just do it again.
The place fairly reeked of high-grade formica and plastic palm trees.
War Games.
we all know it by now.
Yeah, we know what it is.
But actually, why don't we do one more, and then we'll
do it.
Do another one, since it took us a little bit longer.
You can almost see the high water mark. That place where the wave finally broke and rolled back.
Yeah, good Swayze film.
This is from a book, and I think I've read everything that he's done, and I enjoy it thoroughly. So let's jump into douchebag of the week.
Who gets it this week, June?
Our douchebag of the week comes from an audio clip that I found of this dude that is calling this woman and leaving messages on her phone. Dimitri. So here we go. How do I start this over?
Rushed message with you when we met the other day. I just want to quickly give you your my phone number, and I had to get the heck out of the area. In any event, I figure I better leave
get
you a more detailed message and explain why I approached you. I am single. I have no trouble meeting women. I mean, women approach me 6-7 times a day.
Liar.
I'm very particular about what I...
He's got pussy falling out of his pocket.
Liar. With that voice, no women are approaching him 7
Doesn't
times a day.
The stick up his ass has got to stick up its ass.
Yeah, seriously, he can taste the fucking splinters coming out of his fucking mouth.
I am single. Not by choice. Women are constantly all over me every day.
I'm peeling them off constantly.
I live in Fargo. I'm a native here.
I live with my mother, in the basement. I have my own separate entrance.
I have some great wood paneling.
I have Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3. Much games. I'm into gamer girls.
I like. You're extremely elegant. I couldn't take my eyes off of you, and your friends were very jealous. Even if they say they weren't, they were envious of the fact that I approached you.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think this fucker smells like?
Oh, probably like cottage cheese.
I just think of Polo cologne.
Yeah, I was thinking like, Drac Noir or fucking.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking of something gross.
I was walking downtown 2 weeks ago and I walked by.
You're right. And,
I don't
and
be,
it's like a cloud.
I don't want to be stereotypical, but I was walking by a cab and it was someone of an ethnic
whatever,
descent. And I walked by. He was a car behind. I fucking smelled his cologne like coming. Like,
did you get horny?
No.
We have people Woo. Like in my office that Liz, we have an elevator. Like if they have just been in the elevator and then you go in the elevator afterwards, it's like you just applied the perfume. Like I'll fucking stink like their perfume for the rest of the day because they have so much on.
I'm going to buy that
seriously.
That car cologne that you get, you know, comes in the glass car. And I'm just going to start caking it on to just fuck
and
with
then just
people.
Go into elevators in random businesses
and just
around
splash
the
it
town.
Over. I'm going to buy stock in Avon because their stock's going to go up from all the cologne you
Yes,
buy.
This guy wears way too much cologne.
You know he does. Okay, chain? Neck chain?
Yes, probably. Well, I don't know. He might not be that. Because I don't imagine he has a lot of body hair.
It might be like something like a Mary, like... kind of medallion, like, you know, like
I imagine he's wearing like the Ed Hardy t-shirts that are so like trendy now,
right, with the collar up.
I see him as a J. Crew guy.
He's whatever he is, he's very elegant.
Another thing,
he likes,
do you think
women.
It facial hair, does he have the mustache?
Maybe he has like the chin strap where it just goes like along,
or does he have the cock target?
What's
the
that
cock target?
The prison pussy. It's the mustache goatee.
Maybe. I could see that. And like his hair is spiked up more than like any chick he's ever dated. Like he has more product in his hair.
He's a fucking human cockatoo.
That's right.
Who knows though? Maybe he
I wish that we could find it. We'll never find a picture of it.
And I was very taken by you. Elegant women are very rare. I'm Greek and I'm very
he's
particular
hairy.
But what I like.
Yeah,
if
then
he's Greek,
Greek
then
an
he does have a chain.
Here. I don't know if you pick up the messages on the weekend, but I'm working on a movie script, so I'm pretty much around all weekend.
Of course
weekend
you are.
Doing that.
Of course
I left
you
your
are.
Main...
I'm trying to get Hugh Grant signed.
I'm working
on
a weekend
on
at Bernie's 3
on...
right now. I'm really trying to get it all worked out. Weekend at Bernie's 3.
I thought you said Goonies 3.
Oh, that too. He's working on Goonies 3.
We're all
3.
Grown up. We're all living in Greece.
He's like, I know there wasn't a Goonies 2, but I'm already working on Goonies 3 because it's going to be a huge hit.
Richard Donner already greenlit it, and it's going to be shot in Terre Haute.
In 3D. Okay, so another good thing is like, what the fuck does this guy's script read like? I would love to get
it. It's just him. It's just his voice.
Yeah, some...
He's
some...
like, and then... he walked over to the water fountain and spoke to a woman that was standing there. She was very elegant.
Close up of her elegant handbag. Cut to.
Cut to.
Takes out.
Handsome Greek man with lots of women standing around.
There are so many men, women, he has to fend them off with a baklava.
Trust me, I know your friends are jealous of this man.
Who is this masked stranger?
I picture it like some sort of like... elegant man on a yacht. The sun's out.
The
gleaming.
Yacht is obviously his.
Yeah. He's in it. He's on his yacht that is in a swimming pool in his yacht.
In his yard of
his
giant
super
mansion.
Yacht.
Pan out to mansion. Pan out to Los Angeles. Pan out.
His gold pinky ring lights up her eye and she advances herself.
My number, 416-918-4.
Damn.
This looks like a landline, and if it is, you may not get the message until Monday. But when you do
anymore.
Call me,
when you do,
and then we'll get together for coffee and chat and let the romance begin.
Will we?
This guy obviously writes romantic comedies.
You know what's fucked up is that...
Then we will let the romance begin.
He's... It has to work.
Oh, yeah. It's the odds.
God, I want to know what this guy looks like
plays
so
the
bad.
Numbers,
yeah, I think he just hits every fuck. He just sees girls, stalks them, finds their phone number, and fucking totally
how
just
they,
calls them up.
Did they give him the number? I mean, maybe he's attractive, but he's just wacko. Like, maybe he's actually cute.
Fun fact, I'm a Shriner. I drive a little car. I like elegant women.
to ride in my little car with me.
There's room for one. Don't tell your friends that they can come along. They're going to be jealous.
Wouldn't it be weird if all the women that he called were like little people, or they only had like one leg?
Maybe.
Maybe. And
that's what elegant is.
Yeah.
You carried yourself like a very elegant little person.
Have you ever seen films with Ginger Rogers? I'm very, very well versed in old musicals.
You hopped very elegantly over to my table. Unfortunately, my Mont Blanc was out of ink.
I've never
look very taken aback by my approach.
Of course,
and
she was.
I hope that isn't timidness. I hope it was just a little bit of
she was terrified
shock at being approached so directly.
She was terrified.
I don't really date timid women because I'm a very direct, very passionate, very assertive man, and I want a woman who's very independent and strong.
Yeah, until you get her into the relationship and give her some fucked up eating disorder.
You know, you're kind of chubby. Wouldn't kill you to go in the bathroom and choke out some of those cheddar fries.
When you're standing next to me, you better look elegant. And tonight you're looking a little bit like you've eaten 5 Twinkies, I don't really like it.
We need to get that weight down to 75. Let's get it down.
I know. What are you pushing right now, 82? 82?
Jennifer, I would like more clavicle.
So anyway, we'll talk about that. But I just wanted to formally introduce myself. Now I have. I leave the ball in your court. You call me as soon as you have the courage to.
Ball
okay,
in your
Olga?
Court. This okay. guy knows nothing about sports. Don't talk about balls and courts.
Well, I'm wondering, do you think that his game was acquired or it was taught to him?
Maybe he learned it from that guy, Mystery.
Exactly. That's what he reminds me of.
Okay.
You seem like
that.
All
Mystery?
Right.
Oh.
That's who.
Like
that's who.
David Blaine.
That's who Chip went as Halloween the last time we played the Zabrodi.
He's the pickup.
He
artist.
Called himself the pickup artist, and he teaches guys how to pick up chicks. And it's his whole game is basically like act aloof, ignore them, and they'll fuck you. Basically, like I could have told you that.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Wait, does that work?
Hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri calling
Olga?
Again. The guy from the street.
This is the
I
same.
Left you a message several days ago. You said you were interested. Now, here's the way.
What if she's like in a car wreck or something?
He doesn't care. If
doesn't
she's not
care.
She should call back when she's
we
on the way to the ER.
Called a couple days ago. This is how he works. Let's hear how he works.
Okay.
The way I work. I don't like leaving second messages, but I like you. You're a very elegant woman. You're very attractive. But, you know, I don't play that game. I know your friends.
Well, you're obviously
you
playing
calls.
It right now.
You're playing games like you see on stupid TV shows. So here's
Whoa.
How it's going to work.
He hates TV.
Wait,
he works
it is now 4:30 on Wednesday.
Here's how
ultimatum.
Now assume that you've already left work because you know some people leave early. And
some people
I'll
do
grant
they?
You that.
I don't know.
But if I do not receive a phone call back from you by
then
3
I will
o'clock
kill you.
Thursday afternoon. I'm no longer interested.
The total ultimatum. I thought it was going to go a different route, but it's really like, I'm going to assume that you will call me at a certain hour, and if you don't, then I am going to assume that you are not interested.
You aggressive.
You know, he already told her that he doesn't like timid women, and he is direct.
You shouldn't. You know what? I like, direct women. There's more chance to get a fucking STD.
Hello, he is...
I'm sure he's chock full of those.
Oh, my God.
Old drippy dick Dimitri.
You can erase my number. I don't play games like that. I'm completely single.
Are you?
I'm very intelligent.
I'm surprised.
I'm great in bed. I make great money. Believe it or not, I'm a complete catch.
He just... Believe it or not, why would he say that if he already believes it?
He's like a scrod. He's like chicken of the sea.
Believe it or not, I'm a great catch.
I like you. You're elegant. You're the only girl who has a lisp who doesn't spit in my face when she talks.
And I like a lisp.
All right. We're going to do another movie, Madness, and then we're going to fake break, and we'll get some more Dimitri when
I
we come
love
back.
It. I want to
Dimitri.
Know what else.
Oh, I'm chomping at the bit, and I listened to it last week. I don't remember.
I love it.
There is nothing in the world more helpless and irresponsible and depraved than a man
Dimitri.
In the depths of an ether binge. And I knew we'd get into that rotten stuff pretty soon.
Oh, Hollywood, it's Mannequin 2.
Awesome. You're listening to The Hideous Creature Show. You can find us on the internets. You can Google it. Just Google Hideous Creature Show and we'll pop up in there. Call us on our hotline. We have a number. It's 503-928-7751.
You too can leave an embarrassing drunk message like you heard at the beginning of the program.
I think I'm going to start doing it too.
I was so excited to call, like, to, I was all, it was like all of a sudden I met my first fan and I was like, bing, I'm drunk. I'm going
Kelly, right?
Kelly. I am going to do what we tell people to do all the time, and I'm going to drunk dial the Hideous Creature Hotline. Like, I was very excited to do so, and
I'm glad you did, because that's just brilliant.
It was good stuff.
It's very good. We're going to take a fake break. We'll be right back.
Hey, I have a story of hurt and betrayal. My younger brother and I were practicing golf when we were probably, I don't know, 8 or 9, and I got a little bit too close to his swing. And the club hit me around the top of the head, split my head open, and blood was pumping out of the top of my head like a water fountain. I fell on the ground, told him to go get my mother, and my brother refused. He thought he was going to get in trouble for hitting me on top of the head. Finally, I was able to convince him to go get my mother. She came out. She was obviously very worried, and so I asked her a question. I said, you know, Mom, am I going to die? And she said, I don't know. So my mother was telling me that she wasn't sure if I was going to die. My brother wasn't going to go get the help for me. And then my sister, my mom said to hold my hand just while I was in pain. And she said she wouldn't hold my hand because my hand was bloody. So I had my whole family kind of bail on me after my head was split open. Thankfully, I was all right, but pretty bad situation. Thanks.
We have returned from fake break.
Nice save, Captain.
I didn't know where my beer was.
I saw the panic in your eye.
Helen Keller got out of the house.
She's free. What would Helen Keller do if she got out of the house?
Well, she lived like right by where they were building the Empire State Building, didn't she?
I just see her like with her arms out, walking like a zombie, like a froth in the mouth, trying to find her way. I don't know where to the scope. She chugs scope. Oh, that, I guess that's not as funny as I thought.
Marley Matlin plays Helen Keller.
Yeah, they really done it. Like, they haven't done a modern day, well, you know what I mean, movie about Helen Keller.
No, they haven't.
I think they would.
They're remaking Clash of the Titans. They should fucking jump on the Helen Keller train.
Seriously.
I'm on that.
I think Marley Matlin is the one to get.
I am on that train.
We'll rip her eyes out just so it's authentic.
I think they should get Cameron Diaz because she's really good at playing things.
No, it's Sandra Bullock all the way. She won the
Oscar
award.
I think. Well, how
Oscar
long has it been?
Award, what means
how long has it been since Marissa Tomei from My Cousin Vinny? Because she's the butt of the jokes. So maybe it's like every like 14 years they just give it to somebody like America's Sweetheart.
Just some random.
No, just like, oh, give it to America's Sweetheart. We gave it to Jack Palance 1 year. We gave it to Marissa Tomei. We'll give it to Sandra Bullock. Next year will be Cameron Diaz's time.
Oh, thank God. It's about time.
All right, so another movie, Mattis. Here we go.
A drug person can learn to cope with things like seeing their dead grandmother crawling up their leg with a knife in her teeth. But nobody should be asked to handle this trip.
Gleaming the Cube.
I went and saw that at the Baghdad when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. The theme of the show today, again, is eating shit, falling down, hurting yourself. And I have some stories, but I kind of want to get into Dimitri again.
I would like to see what Dimitri's up to.
All right, let's check out what Dimitri is doing.
I've only been single 4 months. I had a long distance relationship.
Long
you know,
distance.
When a year,
that
it's
means
tough
it's not
to
real.
Maintain it like that, and it didn't work out. There's nothing wrong with me. Matter of fact, I'm one of the few men in the city that has nothing wrong with him.
In a population of 20.
How does he
I'm
know this?
I'm 3 o'clock deadline. If I don't hear...
That's okay, what's so wrong with you. Yeah, you're giving the bitch a 3 o'clock deadline. If she hasn't already called you, Dimitri, Olga's not interested.
Yeah, this is a telltale sign of what
you
the
know
relationship's going to be like.
You know that Olga is probably one of the most beautiful specimens
she's
people
elegant.
On
she's got like
the world.
Six boobs.
Cleavage you can ski down.
She has so many friends, and they are all so jealous.
Hi. Yeah, the jet set crowd.
Hear from you, you lose my number. I'm erasing yours right now.
Oh,
so you won't be hearing back from me. So that's it. 3 o'clock tomorrow, or you can just completely forget it.
He's not
now,
really
I understand
like.
If you've got other issues.
He's not really giving her any. You know, it's like if we date, there will be ultimatums constantly because that I'm a catch.
And I'm direct.
And I assume that you realize that I mean business. I mean, he's not. He's terrifying this woman, I'm assuming.
He's terrifying me.
Yeah.
Although maybe I need to step up my game, be a little more aggressive.
I don't think so, June. I think your game is fine.
I'll carry nunchucks in my back pocket.
You're like, if you don't call me by 3 o'clock tomorrow, then a nunchuck is what you're going to get.
I'm going to nunchuck your Porsche.
Because all the girls that you date drive Porsches.
Of course.
That's one of the requirements.
The other thing, Dimitri, I could just imagine him like talking about himself in the first person. Dimitri likes his crust cut off of his sandwiches.
It's more elegant.
Now he's gay.
He's kind of gay.
All right, let's go in.
There's nothing wrong with being
let's
gay.
Let's jump back in. No, but he's Dimitri. Kind of a, he's like the word of a dandy. Like, he's kind of a dandy. That's
yeah.
how I think. That's why I don't think the Ed Hardy goes.
So he's
okay,
a dandy.
You're right.
I think he's a
he's
dandy.
More like, I'm wearing an ascot.
Yeah, or a seersucker.
Yeah.
He's a douche.
And he smells like polo.
Issues. Like, maybe you're not playing games. Maybe you've had, I don't know, maybe you were abused in childhood. Maybe your mother has cancer. You're going to chemo. Maybe you're just a person who's extremely frightened or has an anxiety disorder. Maybe you're on
Dimitri.
Some medication for that.
You are digging your grave.
No way. I think Dimitri, I think this is the way to go.
Bring your cancerous mother on our date, and I assume that she likes salmon because I do.
And you are an elegant person, and you came from her, who has to be an elegant creature.
Of the smoked persuasion.
If you're dealing with cancer, obviously I am the only man that can help you with this. In fact, I know I am.
I think I'm liking Dimitri more and more that I hear.
You know, he does have a go-getter attitude.
No, he's all about,
he definitely
about, yeah.
does.
He's
you would give this guy the job just because he wouldn't leave.
Man with a plan, a guy with a goal.
I'm going to assume that you're going to call me at 5 o'clock to offer me this job. Right.
If you don't, I will show up every day and do the job and kill the guy that you gave the job to until finally you give it to Dimitri.
All right, here we go.
But I don't know. There could be another issue that I'm not aware of. But nobody says call me, hands a person a business card, and then doesn't return calls. It's extremely passive aggressive. You should actually look that up, passive aggressive personality. And you let me know. If you've got issues, psychological issues, if you're on any sort of medication for anxiety or depression, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Okay?
You're
pretty
again,
much
I like him more and more.
He's setting the bar pretty high here.
Well, it's Dimitri.
He's a catch.
He is a catch.
He's a,
he's
a god.
I spoke out of turn. You guys are totally right. And he deserves nothing but the best.
Well, maybe, you know, the thing is he gets what he wants, Dimitri.
He's working on that movie script. Type, 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 type.
Asshole. It's his Die Hard 6.
But if you're psychologically normal, and you haven't called me because there's been some horrible thing that's happened in your life which prevented you, that's fine.
Oh, is it?
But otherwise, don't call me. Okay? Bye.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Please tell me of more Dimitris.
Yeah, hi there, Olga. It's Dimitri.
No, that was it.
Dimitri. Sorry, I had to leave.
That was the
Damn it.
That was the end of Dimitri.
I want to know what happened.
You know, maybe there was a couple trysts.
Obviously, she
love
never
encounters
called.
With old Dimitro.
Olga, seriously, how the love. Fuck did you find that? You don't have to reveal your sources, but for real.
No, it was that last week I didn't have any fucking work and I was bored as hell and I was just like looking for shit for the show and I found that. And
I think Olga was like cleaning out her basement to create a dungeon for Dimitri.
For Dimitri. Maybe that's where he is now. Dimitri, if you're listening, we're not going to help you. Sorry.
You know what? We should Facebook Dimitri and just see if it pops up.
And if you see him, you'll know it's him.
Oh, yeah. You know the fucking cunt has a Facebook.
Oh,
he
my
might
God.
Even still be on MySpace.
MySpace?
MySpace. He might still be on MySpace.
No,
he is an elegant man like this. He is up on the technology. He probably has a Twitter. He definitely has a Facebooks. And he's probably only friends with women.
Probably.
Lots and lots.
I wonder if, I bet, okay. If we do find it, if we find his Facebook page, I bet there's many pictures of him without his shirt on, like in some sort of romantic atmosphere.
I like it.
I
like
hope
it.
He's kind of chubbo too, but he thinks he's really hot.
He's not.
He's got a
24 pack.
God.
Is he bronze?
He's
from
so
like
rim.
Self-tanner.
Let's find him and then we'll set me up on a fake date with him, and then I'll go. I'll even pretend my name is like Frida.
We could,
or Olga's.
And
or
as you're eating
he
dinner,
likes.
You can like scrounge through your purse and go, where the fuck are my pills? And they can just fly out.
Yeah, they'll fly out and then I'll be like, I'm sorry, I'm dealing with my mother's cancer.
I got to climb the nearest building. Again.
I assume that you don't want to deal with this, D.
Oh, all right. I assumed that you did not have a drug problem. Now I'm going to have
you
to leave.
You assumed wrong, fuckface.
What are you, Italian?
Oh, I'm going to insult him like crazy. Let's find Dimitri.
Let's find
I'm going
Dimitri.
Out with him.
All right, I'm writing this down actually right now.
All right, we're going to find Dimitri.
I'm going to totally go on a date with Dimitri and woo him with my elegant ways.
Actually, I would encourage everybody to try and find Dimitri
and
hit his ass up. Because we could inflate this ego pretty
Dimitri, I heard you on the show and you're great. I got to talk to you about something after the show, Jenny, because you're going to love this one.
Okay.
Like
I think I've told you.
You're
no.
gonna hit Jenny with your game.
mm-hmm.
I assumed you would. Okay, so
I live in a basement apartment. I don't have a car, but I'm going to get one. I'm not currently employed,
but I'm hoping to change that. I know. I assume that you don't care about
recently,
that because you're so elegant.
I consider myself quite a catch.
I recently get $60 a month on food stamps, but I hope to get more once I figure out more of my expenses.
Once I figure out how to read and write, I'm assuming that I will be able to really make a difference.
So with Dimitri being the douchebag of the week and this being kind of a runover from last week's show, we're double douchebagging.
We're
double douchebagging down to
this is a double dipping douchebag.
Which is Jesse sent us a video of I think one of the biggest douchebags ever. Do you guys remember this? We got really
Yo,
drunk.
Yeah, I remember
on the last show.
It. It was a part of the lost episode.
Right, and this is a it's on our website. It's the worst video / song of ever.
The puppies.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember the puppies.
So. Let's check
Thanks,
this out.
Guys. I had blocked that fucking out, and I was sober.
It's back.
Okay, so this is a...
Lift her up as high as you can if she's worth it.
I think we should just let this
Break
play. Yeah.
Do you want to just let it run through?
No. Leave her for dead if she isn't.
I can't listen to this whole turd again.
Yeah, you start this.
Okay, the fucking dude's wearing like a top hat, and he looks like Trent Reznor.
He looks like Mystery.
Oh,
he
really?
He does. He does. That's exactly what Mystery looks
except
like.
Without
except
without the goggles?
Yeah, without the goggles and the fuzzy
Here comes
top hat.
The chorus. Fuck you.
What is the name of this guy, band?
I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
No, he had a name.
No, it is. It's called Puppies by Official.
Official.
And the dude's like, he's a skinny fuck. Oh, God, yes.
I'm
well,
didn't
write
I remember
poetry.
From last week that there's a point in the song where he actually drops the N-bomb.
He does. Like he drops the N-bomb.
And
he
like goes, referring to himself and his homies. Like right. He's the whitest retard.
He's like from West Lynn.
Yeah, he's of all time. And he's dropping the N-bomb like he's okay to do so.
Right.
All
right, here we go.
Blog knows when she fucks you.
The whole blog knows.
Okay, also, like, on top of, like, this being the shit of
ever.
Shit. No, this is, like, the king of turd town. This fucking guy has the auto-tuner.
Yeah.
Just going buck wild on it.
He has to.
It's like an auto-tuner rodeo with this guy. Here it comes.
There it is. There's the end.
A fucking.
There's the end.
If a heavy wind hit this asshole, it'd knock his own. Knock him
I like
over.
How he like he's
sparrow
like
sparrow fart would destroy.
He's singing
exactly.
A song about puppies in my heart, but then he's like, I'm gonna break it down and drop the and bomb. What? Like he thinks that he can be all sensitive about the puppies, but then also do like a pseudo auto tune rap with the n word in it.
Nah. Not good.
Seriously, listeners, if not you are so listening, good. Go to the website. You got to see this douche.
He's
the worst. And just take a pause and go find the douche.
He's breaking wine glasses and shit. It's awesome. It is everything that you would never want your daughter to bring home.
Oh, God. Seriously.
But, you know, at the same time.
But she's going to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course she is.
I hope
and
you
that's
get
why.
I hope you have
that's
a daughter.
That's why. You take a picture of every. This is my theory. If I ever have a daughter, every guy she brings home, every fucking douchebag, I'm gonna take a picture and just make an album. And then the next dude that comes over, go, yeah, you didn't see old official
no,
in his
well,
puppy
then,
video.
Then 20 years from then, well, I mean, however old your daughter is, like 10, 15 years from then, when she gets married and she meets the nice man and marries him,
Derek.
Then you can get Derek. Then you can give Derek the album and be like, look at this shit.
And yeah, and by then you're gonna be able to like get semi permanent tattoos. You could just like have that dude's face on your chest while you're consummating the marriage. She has to look.
Oh my god! I totally want semi permanent tattoos. I would get the most fucked up tattoo just for like a weekend. Get like a facial one that said "fuck this," like "fuck" on my forehead and "this" on my chin. Remove it on Sunday. Go back to work.
Turd burglar on your
neck.
Yeah,
exactly. Like get like. Oh my god! I want right. You need to. That's really good. You give me puppies. Sad, sad puppies.
This is a fucking joke.
It's horrible. No, it's real.
Well, we need to find this guy on Facebook and become a fan.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I'll put him on the list.
Yeah. So if you can become a fan, then you can look at all his pictures. And then you can make comments about them about how much of a fucking idiot he is.
Now it's Depeche Mode. What the fuck's going on? Oh, and it's the orgasm shot. I don't. Do you want?
Oh, is that the one where he's like?
Yeah, we got the gist.
Okay, I
got the gist.
But for real, listeners,
okay,
go.
Okay, wait, I gotta
go. Oh, I totally want to sit on your dick.
His dick is like fucking 2 inches long.
Take it to the beehole, the butthole. He just said take it in the beehole.
Why didn't he say asshole or butthole? Because he's saying everything else.
Yeah, he's saying the N-word and he said like a ton of other swear words. He said fuck. Why did he just take it in the beehole?
It rhymes. He's
he
a poet.
Takes it in the beehole.
He's
always.
He's a current day Yeats.
Okay,
I am going to shove a rifle in his beehole.
I hate you for playing. I forgot about that for a week, man. A week. It was gone. I was like, no, I don't remember the video.
No, it's
I got raped again. I blocked it out. I got raped in my beehole by sitting on his dick.
You're such an N-word for sitting on his dick N-word. With the beehole.
I'm so naive.
God, you really are, Patrick. You really are naive.
Nitwit.
You are a fucking idiot if you don't think that is awesome.
Well, yeah, it's on our website. It's under...
I'm going to find that guy on the Facebook for real.
Yeah.
I'm going to befriend him. And... I'm going to send that video to everybody I know.
You should. Everybody needs it.
It.
You talk about birth control. You
I have
show
puppy,
this shit.
I have puppies
fuck
in my heart.
Except for certain places in America that would just be like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Seriously, like, is that the single that guy's trying to break into showbiz? Cause...
I don't know. Hold on.
I thought we were done.
You know what? Now I like it.
Puppies. Puppies in my heart. Stick it in my beehole. We'll never part.
Puppies, 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 puppies.
face.
I love my beehole.
Gonna B-L-E-A-C-H, my beehole.
Okay, goddamn.
I'm gonna start saying beehole.
You know,
beehole.
I think I am too.
Dude, why are you being such a beehole?
Yep.
I am totally. I'm gonna go to the bar after this, and I'm not even kidding. I am going to a bar after this, and I am going to call everybody beehole.
Why are you being such a beehole right now,
dude? Why are you fucking why are you trying to stick it in my beehole?
Well, you know what I think is that it doesn't work unless you're using it in that text.
I think it works if you are like a kindergarten teacher. No, and go, oh,
dude,
something's wrong
with
your beehole.
You have to say dude too first.
Dude,
dude, no. Why are you always trying to fucking stick shit up my beehole?
Exit
dude,
only.
Why are you being such a beehole, dude? I'm just trying to be cool here and hang out with my N-words. Why you got to be such a beehole?
Beehole. I ate like a bunch of pho the other day and with tons of sriracha, and I'm a beehole spicy.
Ooh.
Spicy and hurdy.
No, you can't use it like that.
Dude.
You can't talk about your beehole like it's your real butthole. You have to just be like, dude, why are you being such a beehole?
A beehole is only something you want to put in or something you can be.
Yeah, no, you're like, oh my God, I ate a bunch of pho and now my beehole is hurdy.
Wow, okay. It's on. Sorry. No, I would fucking jam something in her beehole right now, dude. You got to step up. Don't be a beehole. You know,
I got. You know what? It's baby
sorry,
steps.
You know
it's,
what?
No, it's
you
true.
Know,
it's,
you no, know what? You know what, June?
Why
I apologize.
Take a beehole and sit on his dick.
I apologize for being such a beehole.
You're both being beeholes.
Fucking, it's on right now. Ding, fucking ding.
I am going to stick that fan up your beehole and turn
stop
it on.
Stop fighting, you guys.
Listen, Sylvester Stallone. Why don't you take on Carl Weathers right fucking now?
Stop, or my mom will shoot, and then I will stick it in your beehole.
Predator. I got a predator in the beehole.
That's acceptable.
That is exactly where you do not want a predator is in that beehole.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the beehole.
Get to the beehole.
To catch a predator in the beehole.
Catch a beehole.
Hi.
Oh my God. New
Hi,
show
I'm
on
Troy
Fox.
McClure.
To catch a beehole.
Maybe you recognize this from show says, hunting for beeholes. Stuffing beeholes.
Gorillas in the beehole.
Oh, beeholes on the loose.
And beehole hydras. What the fuck is going on? Where's my 20 cider?
Beehole hydras. Don't cut off the head of that beehole. Like three more will pop up.
Don't get those beeholes wet after midnight. That's how they multiply.
Oh my God, I took a big dump and some water splashed in my beehole.
It looks like beehole is just the
it's the
undiscovered thing. Country.
Oh my God, beehole's the new black.
Okay, the new. Okay, we're gonna move on to.
Are we really?
We got some more beeholes.
Are we
to
gonna
show.
Move on to beehole?
Yeah, this is a something that I found last week as well, and it's a Judge Judy thing.
Oh my God, so many beeholes.
And these two beeholes, are.
Take beehole into a new level.
No, they're double beehole, triple beehole. Can we do
the
that?
Double beehole can we penetration?
Invert the beehole. Well, that'd be a wiener. No.
Yeah, that'd be a hemorrhoid.
A butt boil.
A
beehole. A beehole boil boner.
An extrude. Anyway, any,
extreme
any,
beehole.
Any chance I get to say the word extruded?
No, I thought you said extreme.
Extreme beeholes. Okay, yeah. So I found another thing on the internet, and I don't know why I'm making gestures, hand gestures right
he
now.
Yes, he is.
So
he's
this is
an
actual Judge
it.
Judy thing with these beeholes in it, and it's great. So,
oh my God, I live for beehole.
I live for beehole too. I'm changing my name.
Beehole button. I'm totally calling you Beehole Button from
Director
now on.
Of the Cornhole.
B-Dog.
I love it.
Coming to you this summer, Beehole. All
right, here we go.
Forward, 24-year-old Kate Leavitt is suing her former friend.
Okay, he looks like he's in Kings of Leon.
For killing her cat when he threw a TV across the room.
Mr. Coward, if you can't hold your liquor, don't drink.
True. My friend was also there that night.
He wasn't in the room.
Okay, so the shot is, you know, the Judge Judy thing, and evidently he killed the girl's cat. And this beehole is up there talking, and this fucking uber beehole is behind him that is just like beehole clueless. Like, he lives
he's
in,
like the king of the beehole.
No, he lives in beehole town. He's probably mayor.
He's a mayor.
Okay, so here we go.
Well, I mean, he could shed some light on the situation as far as living with these people.
The only two people were there with the two of you. You don't remember what happened because you said you were too drunk. I read your statement.
Right. I got a rationale to prove he didn't do it.
Okay, that little tidbit right there was the mega beehole. He's like, I got a rationale
about why I killed that cat.
Okay, when it comes up, he goes, he's like, oh, you know, he doesn't, he goes, oh, I'm sorry, mama.
He called Judge Judy
yeah,
mama?
Okay, here it comes.
Oh,
here it comes,
God.
Here it comes.
Oh, God.
I don't care about your rationale.
Just saying. Got it.
I don't care about your rationale, and I don't want you to say anything.
All right, mama.
He doesn't remember what happened. You weren't there.
Dude rocks. He's awesome.
Did Judge Judy even pick up on the beehole calling her mama?
Back the television sets
no, she is Janis Joplin on the in floor. Spirit.
Okay.
And she says that he did it.
Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining.
That's easy. Charge him for the plaintiff for the amount of $1,000.
Slam-a-lama.
Honestly?
So Kings of Leon dude is like looking around like, oh my God, it's already over. Like, what the fuck's going on? And the best part of this is when they go into, when they're rolling the credits.
Yep.
And they do a montage of everybody talking.
I've seen it. It's delightful.
Okay, so this part's coming up.
Honestly?
Step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Judge Judy's
I honestly
just...
believe that having this be resolved would be what could help there not be any tension between us anymore, but apparently that's not true.
No? We're tough. We hate those people.
I mean, they were my friends.
No, and the best thing is that these dudes are so fucking hardcore rocker that they're like, we like to break shit. We break fucking shit, but we don't break it inside. We break it outside.
Because we're beeholes.
They're straight. We hate them.
I thought they were like my best friends.
He lives there. He takes advantage of them.
Check this out. Number one, I didn't get to talk in there. I got some real reasons.
I mean, that's how life works, right?
Kate is nasty.
You just use people, then you move on.
She's filthy.
I have tons of pictures of Jonathan abusing other animals. So what he's saying is obviously crazy.
Underwear on the counter.
He killed a bird. He left the dead bird on fire.
Never fed the cat.
I have photographs of it.
The cat died. It was a mercy killing because Kate never fed that cat.
The guy's crazy, but he's not a bad friend, usually.
I didn't kill the cat. Jonathan didn't kill the cat. None of us did. We only smash stuff outside.
He's an artist.
We only smash stuff outside.
We love smashing stuff. Gotta say we do.
Don't trust people anymore? I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
It's really ridiculous, obviously.
I feel like my whole life is ridiculous, really.
Yeah,
that's
you
the
do,
best
you
part.
Fucking
the
asshole.
Final guy. The final guy is like, I feel like my whole life's ridiculous, honestly.
He's wow. Like, I had to go to court with this shit.
Yeah, and he's the only guy. He didn't appear through any of it. And then he's like, I feel like my whole life's ridiculous.
So the dude gets drunk, throws a TV, and kills a cat.
But he only breaks shit outside, see? He only smashed shit outside.
Yeah, we like to break stuff.
But we're only beeholes outside.
Breaking shit. Yeah, we like to do it outside. Fuckers.
Wow.
Total beehole.
Wow. Speaking of
douchebaggish.
Speaking of
douchebaggery.
No, not really. But did you hear that Boner is missing, or he's been missing for
he's
a while?
Dead.
He's dead. Okay. Yeah. They
he's
found
dead.
Him at the Olympics.
I've been.
Boner is dead. They found him in a park in Whistler, right? Or no, in. It was in Canada, right?
Yeah, I think they found him up there.
They found him in a park.
I don't know.
Speaking of, can we talk about Corey fucking Haim?
Oh, that's right. Your
Corey
boy.
Haim died. I don't know if we...
We didn't talk about it last
did
week.
Did the toxicology
actually.
Report come in?
I don't think
like
so.
Like how we did it? How we went?
I don't think so, but it was definitely... It was pretty sure prescription drugs.
I don't know. I have no idea.
But yeah, I mean,
fuck that dude.
38 years old. That's only 2 years older than me. That's the same age as you, right. June.
The
dude was fucking, you know, cruising for a bruising.
He went the wrong way, and you know, take your chances, motherfucker. I remember
talking about a lost boy. That was awful.
Showing your dick, Pete was had this video of Corey Haim when he was young, and he was just like a little cocksucker. He's like in the pool making people get him drinks and shit.
Really? Fuck like he dude. Had a video like Pete?
Yeah, Pete had like a video. I think it was attached to a Mr. T type of thing.
Oh, I thought like Pete and fucking Haim.
No. It was just Corey Haim. But anyway, so we are coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show.
Aww.
And if you would like, you can call our hotline, which is 503- 928-7751.
Which, by the way, I realize we gave Brandon completely the wrong number.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
So we need to give him the right one.
And next week, we're going to do a show topic. And the show topic is going to be, if you had a superpower, what would it be? And what would you do with it?
Yeah. What would it be? Why? And how would you use it?
I was kind of thinking that mine would be the power, like, to touch somebody and make them impotent.
Hmm.
Just like, voink. Make sure you fuck the
such
wrong
a
dude.
Beehole.
Because you don't get it, you know? You're angry or whatever.
Well, and also, too, you could cut down on our population problems because you could pick out the beeholes and decide that they can't get a boner and
you can still ejaculate
anymore.
Without a boner.
Well, but what girls are going to want to really fucking start a family with that beehole? That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's why you just go into people's bathrooms and jizz on their toilet seats.
That'd be a lot of work, though.
Jizz on all their tampons, so instant pregnancy.
So we're going to look up, we're going to try and find Dimitri. We're going to try and find Official on the Facebook.
Yes.
Get a hold of him. And you can find us, you can download us on the iTunes Store, Podcast Alley, Zune, on our website at hideousecreatureshow.squarespace.com. And if you would be so kind, go on to the iTunes and give us a rating and a little synopsis of what you think of the show, perhaps.
Find that beehole Dimitri.
Yeah, I want to find Dimitri bad. Do you think he drives like a Testarossa?
He drives a Thunderbird.
No, what were those?
IROC.
A T-Bird.
T-Bird.
The old
T-Bird. I say a Fiat.
A Fiat?
It's his mom's.
Well, he is pretty intelligent, so maybe he drives a Prius.
A Prius. No, fuck that dude. No, he's driving something. He's
a B-hole.
He's extending his cock into whatever. In his life
he puts it in the cigarette lighter. That's how the car starts.
He's like, yeah, you like this? Check it out. It gets better.
I don't smoke. I find it a disgusting habit.
I find it disgusting. You're way too elegant to be smoking. I saw that your girlfriends were smoking.
And
if
like
they
the
continue to smoke, then don't call me.
If you know where to get a polygraph.
Yeah.
Contact us because I want to do it. I also want to get a breathalyzer.
Me too.
Another thing that we want to do is I want to get somebody.
A volunteer.
A listener, perhaps, to come in and just get wasted with us.
Let us get you drunk and let us do things to you. Not things, but like maybe give you tasks.
Right.
And
IQ tests.
Yeah. All that kind of stuff.
Dexterity.
Ask you questions and you will get wasted and be our baby puppet.
What's your time for a shuttle run? How fast do you run a 40?
Right.
Run. Take your pants off and run around the house. We'll time you type thing.
Night streaker. I love it.
You just outed
awesome.
His secret identity, though.
No, the night streaker's retired. Oh. Pete's done with it. But you know what?
That beehole grew up.
Well, it could be in the same genre of somebody taking over the persona of the night streaker.
Oh, kind of like Night Owl and Watchmen?
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking. Anyway, everybody, thank you for listening. Don't forget to tell a friend. And we're going to do another show next week. Until then, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Bye, beeholes. Are you a God man? Are you now? Are you now? Are you a frog man? Are you now? Are you now? Are you now? Heaven is hot, babe. Ever so. Heaven is hot, babe. Watch it glow. Yeah, watch it glow. Poland likes to rock now. Yes, it does. Poland likes to rock now. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Is there a sane man anywhere? Anywhere, cut your arms in.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Hey guys, it's Bob. Hey, this actually kind of even relates to Jenny's cut the hand story. I was working in this bagel shop, and right in the middle of a lunch rush, they had actually trained us like how to make like a bagel sandwich. So, you know, you get the sandwich all done, you put the knife on top, and you hold the sandwich together, and then, you know, slice it in half and wrap it. I obviously wasn't paying attention, and I was like, all right, so is that going to be for here to go or whatever? And slice the sandwich, and unbeknownst to me, the knife blade was facing up. Took a nice slice, like, right on the, you know, one of the pads of my hand, and I immediately stop and just walk in the back. There's blood all over the sandwich, all over the front counter, people, like, out the door. And I go in the back, and my buddy Lamar, who had, we'd been skating together, like, all that summer and stuff, I go in the back, and him and I are, like, opening my hand up, looking at all the fatty bits sticking out, thinking that was really cool. And my manager comes back, and she is fucking freaking out. She's like, oh, my God, I'm going to take you to the clinic right now. Like, we're going to go out the back. We'll go out the back door. We'll get in the car. I'm like, okay. You know, I was fine. Like, I was in shock, I guess. It didn't hurt. And so she gets me in the car, makes sure I put on my seatbelt. And so she's going to take me to the clinic. And we drive out of the parking lot into the street. We take a right. And then we take another right directly into the next parking lot. I didn't realize it, but that's where the clinic was. No more than, you know, like 200 yards away. And we get there, and I'm like, wait, what? I didn't break my legs. Like, I cut my hand. But it was actually pretty cool that it was the first of gotten hit in the head a bunch of times, you know, whatever, as a kid and whatnot, and have had a lot of stitches, but this is the first time I actually got to watch them stitch my hand up, which I thought was really cool. And yeah, from that day forward, they got new knives, ones that weren't quite so symmetrical. Anyways, that's my story. Thanks, guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.